y'all ready?
Ready.
That's true.
If I turn your mic.
I prefer looking at the voice from the stretch. Yeah.
I'm not on the existing game.
So we'll call the October 2019 commission meeting to order at 10:06 a.m. First item on the agenda would be invocation, presentation of colors, and pledge. We're going to do a prayer. Anybody that is would want to participate is welcome. Anybody that doesn't, this is your opportunity to step out for a minute. With that, I would like to ask Jeremy McKeska to lead us in prayer, please.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we are grateful for a beautiful, cool morning that we could come together. Thank you for each individual that is here. Thank you for their work. We thank you for the families that they represent, the towns, the departments that they come to represent as well. And we ask that you would give us wisdom, give us strength, energy to hold these meetings today with wisdom and integrity and honor. May you allow us to be efficient and effective in helping to care for our towns and citizens that you have graciously given us to shepherd. Father, we ask that you would help those in Dallas and Houston continue to clean up from the storms. We ask that you would give them energy and strength. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the fire department and law enforcement who are helping in those efforts. God, we ask that you would give them strength as well. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to serve our communities and ask that you would continue to give us honor and strength to do it well. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. We don't have covers.
They're in the back.
Posted.
They're in the back.
In the back. Okay. You want to lead us?
Sure. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in the pledge to the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance
to the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas.
One state under God.
One indivisible.
We'll get off of that.
I'll put you happy.
We got to have to practice that.
Man. But at least I wasn't the only one.
Yeah. We took Jody for granted. We didn't learn that one.
No, we didn't. All right. You're going to place the secretary.
Yes. Item number two.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Before we get started, I want to welcome our four new members to the commission. They went through their orientation yesterday. And I want to give each one just a second to stand and just let everybody know who they are and where they're from. So, Rusty, Commissioner Wilson.
I am from Katy, Texas. I am the fire chief of the Katy, Texas Fire Department. As he said, was appointed recently and went through the governor's training last week and then went through the orientation yesterday. And I'm excited to be here. Look forward to making progress. And I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you.
Commissioner Vandegrift.
My name is Kelly Vandegrift. I'm from Abernathy, 17 miles north of Lubbock, up in the Panhandle. I'm the fire chief at Abernathy Fire Department, been there for 30 years, but I'm an investigator, a sergeant with the State Fire Marshal's Office, and I cover what we call Region 13, which is the top 44 counties of the Panhandle, and I look forward to working for y'all, the Fire Service of Texas.
Commissioner DeVille.
Good morning. I'm Sue DeVille. I'm your civilian on the panel. I'm from Georgetown, Texas. I'm a retired nurse, and I appreciate my brothers and sisters that run and operate and work at fire departments. You all are so vital. As my law enforcement son said, when I'm running out, they're running in. So thank you for your service.
Commissioner Hamilton.
I'm Paul Hamilton. I'm from the Panhandle. As a matter of fact, it's snowing here right now. It's 34 degrees. I'm with the Herford Fire Department, assistant chief here 26 years. I've been with Potter County ever since. Treasurer with the 100 Club in the top 31 counties. Glad to be here. Glad to take over and be this commission.
I want to welcome each of you, new commissioners, and thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay, item number two.
Item number two is introduction of new commissioners.
I did that.
Item number three.
Roll call.
Anderson. He's Cortez.
Here.
Is it DeVille?
DeVille.
DeVille.
Long E, silent C.
Okay. DeVille.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doster.
Here.
Hamilton.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Morgan.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Steelman.
Here.
Call here. Vandegrift.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All right. We have a quorum. Item number four.
Election of assistant presiding officer and secretary.
Okay. I'm going to open it up for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Chief J.P. Steelman to the Assistant Presiding Officer position, and likewise would like to nominate Commissioner Tall to the Secretary position. They both have served in different roles with the Commission, showed their willingness to make meetings and participate, and I just think that losing the tenure and the experience we had with Commissioner Gonzalez and Lenny, I think these two guys will step in and serve us well in that role. So I would like to nominate those two for those two positions.
Okay. Do we have any other discussion?
Hey, Chief, we couldn't hear any of that.
It's hard.
Can you not hear me?
Is it coming out over the speaker?
I don't know if the mic's...
Okay. I was just saying I would like to nominate Commissioner Steelman for the Assistant Presiding Officer and Commissioner Toll to the Secretary position, being that we lost two good commissioners that, in that position, and these two guys have served in different roles with the Commission. I just feel like they would serve us well in that role, so that would be my nomination for those two positions.
Can I second that nomination?
You making that in a form of a motion?
Yes, sir, I do. We'd like to make a motion, correct.
Okay. You can second.
Yes, sir, second.
Any discussion? Any further, does anybody, any other nominations before we move forward? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay. Item five.
Commission meeting minutes of July 18th, 2019.
Okay, so has everyone had an opportunity to look at the July 18th, 2019 meeting minutes?
Yeah.
Move for approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number six.
The Budget and Strategic Plan Subcommittees may meet on October 24, 2019 during the Commission meeting and provide a report relating to any recommendations developed by the Subcommittee related to modifications to the Agency Operating Budget and Strategic Plan.
Okay, do I have any, do I have a report from the committee, the Budget and Strategic Plan Committee? Okay. Anything on financials or
I'm here to answer any questions that you all may have.
I've got a couple.
On a year-end budget.
All right. Let me get to that line item. Is under travel. We're... page 17. The negative balance under testing. Top of the page.
So at the beginning of the year, that's relating to salaries on FTEs. At the beginning of the year of last fiscal year, we had some coding issues where some employees were coded under the incorrect PCA. It was in the right strategy, but incorrect PCA. If you notice that the one line to the left of that negative 43,000 is a positive 45,000, and that's where the offset is coming.
So we shift.
So that actually went, the incorrect coding actually, I think, went for three pay periods, and then we were able to correct that.
Okay. And then under travel further down the page there, the 22,600.
Yes, so that the majority of the over budget on travel was under the compliance team. We had a change of two employees this past year. When you have a change of employees, you have new employees coming in who are being trained, and that increases your travel. And also, travel is somewhat difficult to forecast. We were high on travel this year. We were able to make that up with other underages in other areas of the budget.
Okay. So that's all I have.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions on the budget? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number 7.
Reports from fire service interest groups and agencies on matters relating to their specific organizational purposes, function, activities, and objectives, including reports from the Texas Fire Chiefs Association, the Texas Association of Firefighters, the State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association of Texas, the State Fire Marshals Association, the Texas Association of Fire Educators, the Texas A&M Forest Service, the National Fire Protection Association, Texas Association of Fire and Emergency Districts, the Center for Public Safety Excellence, and the State Fire Marshal's Office.
All right. Texas Fire Chiefs Association. We have a representative.
Mr. Chairman, Betty provided me with some notes. I'd be happy to relay that. Betty wanted to advise that they are doing the finishing up the Fire Chiefs Academy this week over in Garland, and at the end of that, tomorrow, they will graduate 30 new certified fire executives in the state of Texas. They're getting ready for their fifth annual LODD conference, which will happen in early November. She wanted to pass on that it's $1,000 to view the webcast, and then you and your whole department can watch it if you choose to do it that way instead of sending people actually to it. They're also recording that, and you can view the content at a later date at your own or your department's own pace. And this year's focus will be on LODDs that involve traffic and medical incidents specifically. They're putting their schedule together for 2020. The executive conference will be in College Station in March, and then they're going to wrap up 2019 with a Fire Chiefs Workshop down in Bastrop in early December, where heads of department can attend and get their entire CE cash for the coming year. And that's all I have to report.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Texas State Association of Firefighters.
Not much to report, just working on rules concerning workers' compensation at Texas Department of Insurance and entering campaign season. That's all I got. Thank you.
Any questions? Okay. State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association.
Good
Texas Fire Marshals Association. Texas Association of Fire Educators. Texas A&M Forest Service. National Fire Protection Association. State Association of Fire and Emergency Districts. Center for Public Safety Excellence.
Good morning, commissioners, members of the Texas Fire Service, and fellow mourners of the Houston Astros. My name is Leonard Chan, and I'm the current chair of the Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium. The Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium strives to develop a collaborative relationship amongst fire departments across the state to achieve excellence through continuous improvement, peer mentoring, and professional development. Much of the focus is providing support to departments pursuing Center for Public Safety Excellence Agency Accreditation Program. Recent news includes Cedar Park Fire Department receiving unanimous approval for its reaccreditation process at Fire Rescue International in Atlanta in August. South Lake Fire Department is due up for its peer review process this winter. Our online consortium meeting earlier this month covered the TCFP sunset process, the 2018 injury report, and measuring safety business with our guest speaker from California, of all places. We are also participating in the development of the NFPA Standard on Fire Analyst. I believe the first meeting is scheduled to be in December at NFPA headquarters. That's yet to be determined on the exact date. Center for Public Safety Excellence is scheduled to release its revised standards for accreditation at the end of the year. The annual conference is scheduled for March 3rd to 6th in Orlando. Registration is now open. I'll be teaching a class on external stakeholder feedback in the strategic planning process. Everyone's welcome to heckle me at that session. The next basic accreditation class in Texas will be held in Temple from April 21st to 23rd, and I'm willing to take any questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. State Fire Marshal's Office. All right. Item number 8.
Report by the Commission Representative to Texas Fire School Advisory Board or by Representative of the Texas Engineering Extension Service, TEEKS, regarding fire protection training provided by TEEKS through its Emergency Services Training Institute, the ESTI.
All right, representative's not here. Let me just say a few things on behalf of the TEEKS group. Historically, our annual schools, our municipal annual schools, has been known as, you know, a school for volunteer firefighters. I'm working very hard to change that and make sure that we do offer classes and courses that the career fire service does want to have or needs to have. So I invite any of you, and please tell your fellow departments around you that I invite y'all to send me any information or any request, or send me courses that you feel would be beneficial to you, and we'll see what we can do to add those to the suite of courses for the municipal annual school. We want to be inclusive of all firefighters and not just the volunteer fire service out there. So with that said, we'll move to item number 9.
Appointment of a commission representative to the Homeland Security Council.
All right. Jody Gonzalez was our representative to the Homeland Security Council. Do we have any commissioners that are interested in being that representative? What that means is you will be attending a meeting, usually it's a once a quarter meeting, and coming back and giving a report.
Do we have anybody that has any connections there, is already attending, or?
No.
No.
No, Jody was our representative on that committee. No takers.
Those meetings are held where?
Those meetings are typically here in Austin.
Yeah. If we need somebody, I can get a hold of Jody and find out. I mean, I don't mind if we don't have anybody who wants to do it.
I'll nominate Mike Jones.
I'll second the nomination.
I wasn't asking for a nomination.
So we do have a motion and a second. I seconded the nomination. Any further discussion?
Chief, I'd be interested. I'd just have to check with the agency, see if the time would be allowed.
Well, okay.
I'll gladly withdraw my nomination.
Do you want to retract your motion?
I'll retract my motion, make a new motion that we table item number 9 pending input from the commissioners.
Okay. I appreciate that.
So we'll table it till the January meeting?
Yes.
So we have a motion. I'll second the motion to table the
second on the table.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
If you could attend their quarterly meeting, I don't know when it is, if it's before our meeting. I know Tim stepped in for Jody. And,
yeah,
I will.
Thank you.
I don't mind going with Paul.
Okay, so any discussion on the motion on the floor to table our appointment? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll deal with that in January. If any of y'all are interested, if you go back and think about it and you are interested, please let me know prior to next meeting, and that way we'll already have an idea. Item number 10.
Report from the Health and Wellness Ad Hoc Committee.
Commissioner Sharma?
Yes. So at our last two conferences, we spoke about mental health and behavioral health, and we should be, we'll have a presentation for you by the January hearing. Chief Ellis and Chief Wilson will be working to help us get that. And we may be proposing possible language to get something to help everyone. And our cancer initiative video should be available by then as well. There are a few bumps, but it's back on track, and everyone should be able to see it as well. And we'll share it, and hopefully everyone can share that as well. Thank you.
Okay, anybody have any questions? All right, hearing none. Item number 11.
Subjects for future commission meeting agendas. Obviously, the appointment of Homeland Security.
Mr. Chairman,
Council.
I'd also like to see maybe in January, since we have new members, and just kind of refresh all the ones that's been here, if we can talk about committees and what committees we have amongst us and who are on those committees, just to make sure that we have the committees filled and we're, you know,
okay.
Like the budget committee, things like that, just the different committees we have and who serves in what role, since we have new members and things like that.
So that would be on the January?
Yes, sir. I'd like to see that.
January meeting?
Okay. None of them may need to be done, but just to make sure we keep
right.
Those rolling.
Right. And that would be something good for us to do, because I'm not sure who is our representatives on certain committees anymore. So, any other future subjects for future commission meetings? Okay. Hearing none. Item number 12.
Future meeting dates.
All right. We need to set meeting dates for 2020. I'd like to try to set all of the dates, for our four meetings in 2020 today, so people can get those, or commissioners can get those on the calendars. Typically, we have a meeting in January, that also has a workshop the day before, and then our July meeting, we have a workshop and a commission meeting. So with that said, let's start with January. Deb, do you have,
yes,
have any?
Okay. Either the 15th and the 16th or the 22nd and 23rd.
Let's see. Do any? I'm looking at the 15th and 16th is not good for me. 22nd, 23rd. How does everybody's calendar look? 22nd, 23rd.
That's good.
Wonderful.
I'm good with that.
All right, so we'll set the 22nd for the workshop. Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 22nd. And then the commission on the 23rd starts at 9 a.m. on the 23rd. Everybody good with that?
Good.
Deb, did you have?
Okay.
Our next meeting typically is in April.
Okay, those two dates are the 23rd or the 30th.
Anybody have a preference?
23rd sounds good to me.
I prefer the 23rd.
Okay, is everybody good with the 23rd of April?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that meeting typically will start at 10 a.m. on the 23rd, so everybody's good with that date. We'll go with it. July?
The 8th and 9th, or the 15th and 16th.
How does the 15th, 16th look for everyone?
Much better.
That's good.
15th, 16th. I'm good with it.
15th, 16th look good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, again, workshop will be on the 15th starting at 1 p.m. The commission meeting on the 16th will start at 9 a.m. And then next would be typically October meeting.
The 22nd or the 29th?
Anybody have a preference, 22nd or the 29th? 29th. How does everybody look on the 29th?
Good here.
All right. We'll set the meeting for the 29th of October. That meeting will start at 10 a.m. Okay. Any other discussion about future meeting dates? Item 13.
Matters referred to the Firefighter Advisory Committee. Discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendments to Texas Administrative Code Part 13, Chapter 403, Criminal Convictions and Eligibility for Certification.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
This first one is a language change due to some new legislation. Essentially, you can't consider a criminal, you can't consider an arrest that did not result in a conviction.
Okay, so y'all are just doing language change?
Yes, sir. We're just cleaning up the language to comply with the legislation.
Move for adoption.
Okay, we have a motion to move for adoption.
I have a second.
And a second.
Kelly Bell.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, 13A.
Matter referred to the Firefighter Advisory Committee. Discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 421, Standard for Certification.
And this will be for final adoption.
Commissioners, this change, again, is in response to some new legislation that was passed. You'll see some minor grammar changes, change the commission so that it has a small C instead of a big C. That's a big deal. And then you see a new section C and D that allows for the spouses of a member of the military to get certified a little bit easier. Again, this was a legislative change.
Move for final adoption.
Second.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for final adoption. Any discussion? So let me make sure I'm clear on this. This was the new law that spouses or military spouses can be appointed to fire protection duties without being required to obtain certification.
Right, during the spouse's deployment.
During 3 years. It's a three-year period. So they don't have to have, or they don't have to have certification through the commission. Any...
Right, they still have to complete the training, pass the test, and do the background check, but they don't have to apply for the certification for 3 years.
Okay, so they do have to take a test and...
That is correct. They have to qualify the same way everyone else does. They just do not have to apply for that certification and pay that fee for 3 years.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 433, Driver Operator.
Again, this is for final adoption.
Yes, sir, and what we're doing here is removing some obsolete language. As with all these new certifications, there's some language regarding IFSAC, and they can get it within that first year without the exam, and this removes that language as that time period has passed.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to move for adoption. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
13A4. Discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 437B.
Okay, again, this is for final adoption.
Yes, and so this deals with basically lowering the application fee. We sent it forward with a positive recommendation. However, I have to mention the healthy discussion we had on this. There's some concern among some of our members that we may have accidentally put the cart in front of the horse. They feel like that this agency has continued to assume more and more responsibility without any real growth organizationally. And while that's not a decision of this body, ultimately, it comes from the building across the street, they felt like we could do more to to study what the agency's needs are in the way of people or even salaries for those people and make a recommendation at the end of the biennium. We'll still give the money back because that's what the law says, but give it back with a recommendation that we could use some additional funding to increase salaries or to hire some more full-time employees to do the work that the agency's doing. Nobody was critical at all of the decision here. They were just speaking out that we should do a little more with researching this and try to build the agency. So.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have to agree, and I've asked the question several times. As we all know, we can see it in the numbers we get on the testing and certain number of certifications that, in fact, the Texas Fire Service is growing when it doesn't appear, as we know, that the agency has grown. And we even discussed it last meeting that there hasn't been raises for. And agree with Chairman Wisco and the firefighter advisory that's not our decision, and I know the money goes back, but I would like to see us kind of step back, leave it where it's at, and do a study over this next time, and then in the biennium, as a commission, make a recommendation after studying the commission of where they need more personnel, because I mean they do a great job, and we all know that it's all grown, their workload's increased, and they've been able to increase the personnel. So although the firefighter advisory seems like they kind of reluctantly sent it up as a recommendation, I'm recommending we stay where we're at, do a study, and try to see in the biennium if we can go to Capitol Hill and see if we can increase agency and try to talk about salaries and things like that.
Are you making that in the form of a motion?
I mean, if I need to make a motion to leave them the fees as they are, then sure. The 85, leave it at the 85.
I think we need a motion. Okay. Since this is for final adoption, we will need a motion.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we leave the fees, the certification fees where they're at 85, do a study over this next time, and then in the next biennium, depending on that study, we make a recommendation on salaries and personnel the best we can.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. I'm going to open it up for discussion.
Can you repeat the motion?
Yes, sir. I'm making a motion that we leave the fees at $85, that over this next year we study the agency, since the fire service in Texas is growing and their workload's growing, but the agency has not been able to grow and their salaries have stayed the same, that we leave it at $85, do this study, and the next biennium we send a recommendation as a commission off of that study to increase the agency as well as possibly salaries. So I'm making a motion that we leave it at $85 as it is.
So this item should be tabled because it's stated in here for 55, right?
Yes.
But I'm making a motion to leave it at the 85.
Okay, but he's striking it here in the letters or in the notes here. So that's just going to stay the same, or
we would stay at the 85, correct?
Yeah, what he's saying is don't lower the fees right now. Let's do a study, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think
that's
what he's saying.
What I'm saying.
Leave the fees alone, study it, see how we can improve the agency, and send a recommendation
with the Texas Fire Service leaps and bounds, and the agency hasn't grown. And I actually, at my job at the fire department, I have a lot of interaction with them, and they're worked. Overworked, in my opinion. So we need to try to see what we can do to increase staffing and salaries for them. So I'm like Chairman Wisco. I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Mr. Chair, wouldn't that just be a denial of the final adoption instead of going through all of the motions and making the changes and all that? We just deny that adoption and move on.
Actually, what you do is you repeal your proposed amendment. That's what you do.
Make the motion to repeal a proposed amendment.
And I make a motion we repeal the proposed amendment.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion to repeal the proposal to lower fees to 55 from 85. We'll continue discussion.
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
We have a second.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
I don't want to pile on, but I will. I had the opportunity yesterday in Garland to speak to the Year 1 Fire Chiefs Academy class of 30 to 50 different future fire chiefs in this state. And one of the resounding messages, and my topic was the Texas Commission on Fire Protection, and one of the resounding messages from that interaction was the level of dissatisfaction that they feel on the customer service side. And I think that directly correlates to what Commissioner Jones is referencing. So I think a pause at this point to sit back and do some type of a needs assessment as far as where our staff is and what the future of this commission has out in front of it would be a worthy step at this time. So I just wanted to echo in my support for that.
Okay. I guess the question I have is who's going to do this study? You know, are you saying the commissioners need to do the study?
Well, I think the commissioners could put together a committee to work. All the above. We can put a committee together.
The new administrator.
I mean, obviously, staff's going to know the needs better than we would.
Okay.
But I think it carries some weight as if we as commissioners offer this study, say, here's our recommendations. So,
Commissioner Toll?
I've got a question for Paul Mahoney. How many FTEs are we short right now, given the...
We've got two FTE vacancies that are not filled.
Plus the executive director.
Yes, sir, plus the executive director.
So you're handling both? Well, okay, thank you.
Okay, so the only thing I want to do is remind everyone that the previous executive director did do a study. He did look at it. He presented that at the workshop in July, I believe it was, or it may have been the January workshop. But it was presented, and we all looked at it and listened to it. And that's why we made the recommendation, because a study had been done.
Yes, sir, I understand. But again, like anything, when you get a new fire chief, you get anything. It's, you know, it'd be a fresh set of eyes. And like I said, if we can put a committee together, commissioners that can work with staff to get the needs. I just think we would be doing a good justice because, like I said, it doesn't take rocket science to realize that they have more work than they have people. And like I said, there hasn't been raises and stuff, so I just think that's, we would be doing good to get a new set of eyes on it and work with staff to figure out what the needs are. They're the ones that do it and live it every day.
When do we propose the study to be done and this to be brought back to the commission?
Over the next year. I mean, that's...
If I could, first, we kind of started kicking this can, so the advisory committee would be more than happy to help with the study, and staff could support us with the research and all, but they're already overworked. I feel like it ought to be a group of advisory committee members and commissioners that do the work on this with the support and the data from them. But I think we have it ready to go before we start working on the budget for the agency, which is year and a half away, or really a year away. We'll start working on the budget. The new director will be in place, and I think it'll give us a chance to look at what Tim did, look at where we're at today, look at the additional work that's been put on us, and move forward.
Mr. Cole?
I have a question. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, I want to make a recommendation that we vote on the what is before us here, and if it passes, it passes. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and then I'll... go forward with another motion after accordingly.
Okay.
My question was this processing fee that's non-refundable, does this stay in the agency or does it go into the general fund?
At the end of the year, it'll end up, any overage goes into the general fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I think we've had a call for questions, so let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
And this is to...
This is,
I thought we had a motion on the table.
My still motion, correct?
This is, your motion to retract. How was it worded, Deb?
Motion to repeal the proposed amendment.
Repeal the proposed amendment. So, and we have a second.
So a yes vote would be to... Stay as is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all in favor?
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Raise your hand. All in favor?
In favor?
Raise your hand if you're in favor.
Everybody was in favor.
I was in favor.
Opposed?
Oh, wait a minute. Where's me? Four. Put your hands back up. Four.
That's if you're four.
I got to take this one.
We're raising our hands up for four, and then we're going to raise it for against.
Okay.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. It'll stay the same until further notice.
Okay. Legal. Would it be prudent at this time to make a motion regarding this agenda item? Form a committee? I mean, this was for final adoption, so.
Oh, yeah, you might need another agenda, a different agenda item to do that.
So we'd have to open up item number. Well, hey, flat question.
We can do it under new business or
agenda item.
New matters.
Okay.
Okay. 13A5.
13A5, discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed new section 445.11, an amendment to 37 Texas Administrative Code Part 13, Chapter 445, Administrative Inspections and Penalties.
Okay, this is, again, for final adoption.
Yes, sir. And the committee sends it forward in support of adopting it. Again, I have to mention there was some discussion that dealt specifically with major violations and the concern that there's still, and it's complicated, but there's still some degree of leniency per each inspector. So two different inspectors could find the exact same violation that in this is classified as major, and both of them could make a different recommendation. The concern of the committee was when you get into major violations, I mean, you're talking about firefighter safety, and it should be a little more black and white, I guess, or a little more of a standard. Having had that discussion, the committee did vote and send this forward with a positive recommendation, but I'd be remiss not to mention our discussion there. So, in other words, they could go into, I'll pick on Chief Steelman, they could go into Longview and find some issues with the protective clothing or the breathing air or something like that, and his inspector could find that it's a serious violation and he could be penalized or put on double secret probation or whatever it makes it to. And he could go into the Houston Fire Department, if you will, not just to pull one out of the sky, and find the same issues, but that inspector find that it's really not that big a deal, and he, for lack of a better word, looks the other way or doesn't push the issue. So now you've got this imbalance or injustice there to Longview versus Houston, and that was the gist of the conversation. We had that discussion, and we sent this forward for final adoption. But I have to make that point because I represent the whole committee.
You must be looking in your crystal ball because we had our compliance inspection Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. So.
No. Well, sorry to hear that.
It's good. It's good. I welcome it.
Commissioners, I also wanted to point out we received two emails, one yesterday and one today, commenting on this, and you should have copies of those public comments. They were not in your notebook because they came in only recently.
Okay, so this is the email from Chief Fite from Grand Prairie.
Right. Sir?
This is the email from Chief Fite from
yes,
Grand Prairie that
one
you're
from
talking
Chief
about.
Chief Fite and one from Chief Kirby. You should have two.
All right. Do I hear a motion or do we need further discussion?
I got a question, Mr. Chairman. So, I thought we took a lot of the ambiguity out of inspections when we drew up all those checklists. right? You're saying there's a discrepancy between inspectors, right?
Yeah, it still leads to the opportunity.
I thought we had like checklists. It's either right or wrong.
There were, but if you'll read the wording in the rule here, when you get under the major violations, mm-hmm. it still allows that inspector to make the determination whether this is a major violation or not. It's a gray area, but it was the concern voiced by some of the committee members.
In response to your question, yes, sir, we did update the checklist, the worksheet, and we placed it on the internet available for all departments. And we're actually undergoing another revision of that checklist right now because of a new addition of an NFPA standard that is used for the inspection purposes.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me just make this clear. I mean, the commission has always had the authority to levy the fines. It just hasn't been published. And the reason that we have published this today is because of our previous,
Sunset.
Sunset Commission report. There was a recommendation in that Sunset Commission report to publish this. There is no change or no plans to change the policy of the way we typically work fines in the future. They've always been there. We're going to continue the methods that we've had in the past, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. The matrix is specifically proposed in the Sunset Review, the matrix being this table that you have before you, a table or a document, which was not in the rules previously, and the Sunset recommended that that be placed in the rules. So that's why the table is here. The process that you're referring to is the process that is already in the rules that allows for a time period for departments that receive notifications of violations. It allows for a 30-day and a 60-day time period for correction, and that process has been in place, and it is in place, and we do use it, and we will continue to use it. It's part of the rules.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. Yes. I would like, if it's okay, if somebody could mention the frequency or the lack of frequency of imposing penalties, because I think we might limit the amount of discussion if it's been in place and it's just not being used. If somebody realizes that, we might not have to have that discussion.
Let me just say that this came out of Sunset, and it was due to the Transparency in Government Act over at the Capitol, and that's why this is getting published now. It, like you said, it's always been there, and each compliance officer has the right. And I think my time on the commission, I think we are up to 3 possible monetary fines over the near 10 years I've been here.
Right. In response to the question that Commissioner Vandegrift, we very infrequently, and in fact, since I've been here in 2012 and forward, we've never imposed a fine for violations of rules. We do identify violations, and we do enforce them and get them corrected because we have that process in the rules that allows time for correction. But we've never imposed a fine since I've been in the compliance program. So it's very infrequent that we have done this over time.
So my understanding is the policy's been in place. What is being presented as new here is the matrix. And it sounds like, from listening to Mr. Wisco, that there's a degree of of controversy even in the advisory committee, but it sounds like it pertains to the subjectivity that's involved with the inspectors. I know that the commission's attitude, for lack of a better word, toward this is always from the standpoint of education. that we would educate people to become compliant. But it sounds like even with the checklist, we have at least a degree, to a greater or lesser extent, of subjectivity involved among inspectors. Is that what you were saying, Mr. Wisco?
Yeah, I keep sitting down to get out of the way of these other guys, but that's what we're saying. It was a discussion. It was not a unanimous vote. Some members felt that, you know, are we still leaving the door open for some discretion here? And that was the only concern, that if you impose a penalty against one department and you don't against another department with the exact same violation, there's probably 1,000 variables in there, but it leads to you're not being consistent. That was the argument.
Did the advisory committee have a solution for that?
No, I think they were just voicing their concern after reading it, and we got to review the checklist when it was put out by everybody else, and I think that was just the general opinion. I think any of us who have had experience with the inspectors, they're very helpful. They are all about the education side. They're going to work with you to make it better. I think what brought some of this to light was some of our bigger cities, you know, bringing up they had protective clothing issues or things like that, and some folks felt that it got past the inspector or inspectors, and they just felt like it's a little inconsistent. And they just want to make sure that we're covering all our bases and not getting ourselves in a bind. That was the gist of the discussion. But since it was not a unanimous vote, I just bring it up to make sure everybody's clear that we didn't just stamp it and move on. It's worth a discussion.
Okay. All right, I think we have some people that would like to speak on this matter. So.
Thank you, Commissioners. Kyle Mills, Deputy Fire Chief, City of Frisco. I'm here speaking on behalf of Fire Chief Mark Pylon. Frisco Fire Department does oppose the change in the rule in regard to inspection and penalties. I just kind of want to start, give you a picture from the beginning of kind of where we sit today. We had some concern that the new inspection checklist didn't go through the committee. We understand that the statute gives the executive director the authority to do that. However, I think some of the ambiguity issues could have been resolved if we would have sent it through the committee. That's number one. Number two, to put a fine matrix on a brand new list that some departments haven't even seen yet. Although the rules exist today and the fee schedule I believe the rule says it's up to the executive director and they will work with the department and that kind of thing. It's a little concerning to us with some of the amounts of the fines. And don't take this the wrong way. We're all in favor of enhancing our inspection, furthering, getting better, educating. But like Chief Wisco said, there is ambiguity amongst the inspectors. It's not their fault. They're trying the best they can do. But there is some rule. There are some rules on that sheet that are up to interpretation from each one, and they get interpreted differently. So that's kind of where we stand today. I also have a letter I'd like to place on record that was sent by Fire Chief Sam Greif from Plano opposing this. And you should have received an email, Chief Moore, from Mark Lee this morning from Garland opposing this rule change. Thank you.
Okay.
Commission, Jerry Duffield, Fire Chief DeSoto. I'm also the president of the Dallas County Fire Chiefs. And in January, I will be the director of the North for the Texas Fire Chiefs. I'm in opposition of this for several reasons. One, as I speak to Chief Stillman, we want a strong commission. But to be strong, you have to have validity. And this inspection process this year, with the changes that came out, we were one of the first inspection departments inspected. We had Lamar, who retired. We had a new inspector. Our backup was Bob. Bob retired, so we had a brand new inspector who came in with a brand new list that we were not aware of. The 3-page list was the 8-page list. we started being inspected on things that we had no clue, because in the past, when Lamar would come in, we'd have it on a disc. You know, if I was gone and all three of my chiefs were gone out to fire chiefs training, and I said, if Lamar showed up, give him this, and we're good. And if you have a problem, call us. He would go by the inspection, the station, inspect our equipment. But we knew where we were because we had a relationship. And with Bob as well from Plano, because I've known Bob for 30 years. We had that relationship. We don't have that relationship now. So that's one problem with bringing this on, the timing of it and the appearance of it and the validity of it. The second thing is with this eight, with going from the three to the eight thing, page checklist, it's a valid list. We want a strong list, but we also want to have a chance to look at it and to understand it and to see how each inspector is going to be inspecting it. And I think anything that goes to the stations ought to go through the advisory committee first. I realize the authority is there, but it needs to go through here to have validity with us. Because if Mike calls and says, hey, this is coming out, or we go to the advisory meeting and it's coming out, it makes it more, we understand it. We understand it. Now, we have great commissioners up here that I can call, some that are very good friends of mine. I have no problem with that. But again, from the appearance of the fire chiefs, to go what we went through with the inspection process this year, the confusion we had, and then you come out with a standard fee list now, or penalty list, again, the knee-jerk reaction is not positive. I think this needs to come along. I think it needs to be transparent. But I think it needs to have some time, maybe next year. Give us a chance to digest the new inspection process. We're comfortable with it. Our new inspectors, that we're comfortable with them, that we have the consistency and the validity across the board. And I think I would go back then. But again, my goal and my wish is to have a strong commission. My family comes here from the land grant days. I can show you where the Milam land grant down on Guadalupe Road is that we got from the Spanish government or the Mexican government. We've been here, and as all true Texans, where most of us are libertarians, which the government stays out of our businesses. But what they do, you get into, they do well. So if you're going to be here, do it well and be strong and be valid. And that's where I think this fee schedule right now, the appearance of it, causes this commission to lose validity. Because again, when I'm down there in front of Senator Bennett Court and Paxson explaining to them that my budget is 3% people increased, equipment is 6%, and fixed facilities are 9%, and they want to give us a 2.5% cap, which went to 3.5% by their grace. And now I'm getting now a fee schedule from our fine schedule from the state on the commission side. Again, there's a big gap right now between the state and the local municipal local control. This doesn't help at all. This doesn't help at all. It's all about timing, and it's all about appearance. So I would recommend that I appreciate the transparency. I appreciate what you guys are trying to do as a commission. You'll always have my backing. I would want more. I asked for 1002 training for drivers, mandatory. 1021 training minimum for officers doing the interior attack. I would wish you would request 1582 compliance minimum, you know, for all firefighters. I would love for you to, because you know what? Cancer saves lives. Driving saves lives. Poor initial officer decisions, that saves lives. Courage to be safe doesn't save lives. That traffic doesn't save lives. You know, fee schedules don't save lives. Mandatory training like that or mandatory programs like that, they save lives. I wish you would be stronger and you would come down and help us with our local officials and elected officials to mandate some things that should be mandated. I'm all for you. But right now, this fee schedule, I think it's poor timing, and I think you're going to really, right now, with the way the inspection process came about, I know it's changed, and I appreciate we worked it through. But right now, it's not the right time, and I'll quit killing your time.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
When were you inspected with this new list?
Last
approximately.
Year, around January, we were one of the first ones to get it.
It was never published to you?
No, sir.
You made some statements that it was never published.
I called down and talked to the commission and said, what is this? And they said, well, this is a pilot program. And I said, when your inspector is writing me, not citations, but he's writing me write-ups, I don't think it's a pilot program.
And that's when they explained, well, it's gone to 3-8. And I think, and I may be wrong, but I think part of my conversation was why I actually got published, because we had no clue. And I had a new inspector that I didn't know. I had a new list that I wasn't aware of. And and you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, but you didn't make an agreement with us to work with us during this beta pilot program.
I had no clue what it was.
Okay.
But I do know that when I'm being written up by the state, that's a big deal to me. Because then I had to go report to my mayor and city manager that we had some problems with the commission, which I'd, in the previous 7 years as fire chief, I've had zero problems, zero deficits. And I have a whole, like 12 things written up. I was upset. I was real upset. And I was, you know what? Like my boss always tells me, don't let me be surprised. And I was surprised. And I know that's why I asked Mike if it came through them, because I guarantee if it came through them, I'd have got a heads up from Mike or somebody. But when someone walks in with, and the other issue was, the fire chiefs weren't there. We were doing chiefs training. You know, I think we brought this up prior. The inspectors ought to be able to, just like the dishes does on our EMS, give us warning you're coming. Give us a day, 2 days, 3 days. We can't fake this stuff now. We can't, you know, stay up, burn the midnight oil and catch up. It's impossible to, but give us the courtesy of knowing when you're coming. That way we can have the right people there at the right times to give you information. Smaller departments like mine, there's four people that can do it. And if we're gone to training, or God forbid we're out there working a storm or we're down on a deployment, you know what? They're going to walk in and I'm going to have some poor young battalion chief trying to manage a commission inspection. You know what? And that's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the department, and it's not fair to the inspector who wasted their time coming to see us, because they're not going to get what they want. So give us some warning you're coming. I mean, you know, dishes does, and I know it right now. I think it's actually in legislation, or you can't, but that needs to be changed, because that would help out a lot. Yeah, if I knew, I don't know, we think they'd be a week, 2 days, 3 days, then we just wouldn't have had the right people there.
Mr. Chairman.
Chief, so first off, I appreciate your passion. You got me ready to take the field again. Reminds me of the old coach I have. So I'd like to clear up a couple of things, unless I'm confused. And I'm going to lean on Paul, because Paul was, at the time, he wasn't the acting director. He was over compliance. But my understanding, it wasn't a new list. It was just the NFPA standards that we've always had to follow being broke down into a more readable form. Is that correct? Am I misunderstood on that?
We used to have, in reference to what he was talking about, 3-page versus an 8-page document, we used to have a checklist, worksheet checklist for inspection purposes on the website. It was a 1-page checklist. And because it was 1-page, the items on there were very broad. When we wanted to increase the transparency of what we were looking for and for consistency across the state to reduce the subjectivity, we expanded the checklist, and of course it turned out to be 8 pages. And so the 8 pages, I guess you can call it new, but it's a revision of what used to be there.
So there's no
Did we add items to the checklist?
No, sir. We don't have that authority to do that. You have adopted the rules with the required standards. They have been in place, and that's what we've enforced over the years. And that's what we were trying to continue to enforce, the already existing standards and rules that you already had in place. We were trying to be more transparent, more consistent across the state, and a higher quality inspection. And I think that's probably where you got more violations noted. Because I will tell you, as the manager of the program, we were doing a higher quality inspection. And in fact, I reported that to you in previous meetings.
So it sounds like it was more of a kind of a miscommunication. And just kind of, Chief, to give you an idea, and I appreciate your backing of the commission, as commissioners, we've asked these compliance inspectors. Because, you know, I'm over compliance in my department. We've asked compliance inspectors to really check and all that. And to kind of give you where I'm coming at, I agree. I think this is very confusing.
But if I was in compliance for 7 straight years, and you change the list up, and now I have 12 deficits. I wasn't in compliance for those years then.
It sounds like to me, though, Chief, with all due respect, it wasn't a change in the list, just a change in compliance inspector. Maybe how one inspector did it versus another. Maybe one was more thorough than the other. Because I can tell you, our compliance inspector now was more thorough than the one we had previously. But to kind of back to where I was at, where I'm with you on this, and I'm with you on that it's confusing, and I don't like the fact that it puts a lot of judgment on the compliance inspector and their interpretation. So just kind of tell you where I'm at. I'm kind of on the, I want to table this, send down a firefighter advisory, and let them really dive through each one of these violations and validate them.
I'm in agreement there with Mr. Jones.
When they came to the north and explained this after we brought them up there, and now you want to bring a schedule fee for penalties on there? You know what it looks like, right?
I can. And that's
and you
I'm
talk about you, if you want to be valid,
right?
You're losing validity.
And I'm just trying to tell you that I hear you,
right.
And that's going to be my vote to table it. I just wanted to clear it up because that was my understanding as our compliance officer that it wasn't a new list. It's just broken down easier. Thank you.
Let me just say, okay, guys, the schedule fee has always been there. It just hasn't been published. Okay? It's always been there. We're not trying to add fees or add penalty to fire departments. Also, we have not fined fire departments in the past. We've worked with fire departments to come into compliance, and that's what we're going to continue to do. You know, we're not looking, we're not trying to get out. You know, we want the departments to be compliant, and we want to work with them to be compliant. So I think there's a misconception that this fee system has never been in place. It has been in place.
Yes, sir. I think everybody understands, but just, the timing of it suddenly being visible to us at the same time we're having all this other confusion is maybe it's just a bad storm hitting at the wrong time.
Let me explain why it became visible to you. The commission is about to go through sunset again, okay, in August of 2020. They went back and they looked at previous sunset, the previous sunset, and that was one of the recommendations that this be published, this be visible. That's the only reason that it's visible today is because of that.
So it's just bad timing on this whole thing.
I'm just trying to make sure everybody out there knows so they can go back and let
I will. Thank you.
Everyone else.
Mr. Chairman, I just have two questions. So the first one is, you know, why aren't the departments or stations being able to be compliant? Because these are NFPA standards we have adopted, such as cleaning PPE, that's for the safety of all firefighters. So it's really important. So how can we help you where it's not such a huge change? So the second question is, two, do you want a set, you know, instead of a range of fees, so one department doesn't think they're charged more than another, do you want a set price for each violation?
I think the first question is about why there was out of compliance. We weren't out of compliance in our actions. It was out of compliance, and we didn't have an SOP on mutual aid air handling that we had to go find. I mean, things like that that are I'm more philosophy-based and policy-based anyway. I'm a generalist, so it really, you know, nothing. Our performance was what it was, and that was the issue. Is we were doing the same things that we've done for years, safely and rightly, but because we didn't have a certain policy or an SOP, you're getting a penalty for that. And so, once we know what SOPs and guidelines that we have to have, yes, ma'am, we will get them, and I'm fine with that. The part that was we had never been asked to produce these documents before. And when I looked around, and I know Dominic's back there, I don't even think Dallas Fire Department had it. We went down the list, and of all the departments that were asking for, it's one SOP that we were getting dobbed for. None of us had it. So if we, you know, I can understand if it was just me and we just had a mistake on our end all day. We're human. But when no one had this policy that this inspector was out there dobbing us Arkansas or, you know, excuse my Texan on it, but we were getting gigged for. That's a problem. That's a problem because we're all out here trying to do the best we can. You know, I went to a funeral for a young man who used to be in DeSoto and went to Plano yesterday. You know, he woke up with a heart condition and died. I mean, we're all about our people. And why I'm passionate, Mike, is because I work for those families. I work for my men. They're sworn to protect the public. We're sworn to protect them and the public.
Yes, sir.
So I'm very passionate about this. So I don't want anybody to come back on me as a fire chief and say, Chief, we weren't in compliance with something we should have been doing. Because you know what? If you have to make that long drive or make that hard call, you know, to somebody's family, I want to know, pardon the French, I did every damn thing possible to make sure they came home and they were safe. And I'm very passionate about that. And a lot of chiefs you should be a chief if you're not. So when we're told we're not in compliance with the Commission on Fire Protection, it's a big deal. And it should be a big deal. And we want you to be empowered and valid and right. And we want to be able to back you 100%. And help us with elected officials and mayors and city managers that don't feel that way about our firefighters because they're looking at a bigger picture than us.
And I think we're all in the same. I mean, we're with you in the passion, and that's why I serve, and I come down here every quarter and do what we do and fill phone calls. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's more of a miscommunication because there's not any new compliance. I think it was just a difference in the type of inspector and the difference is inspectors, you know, where it's just like anything, as you go, maybe you become more compliant or complacent than not. And so, like I said, I do want to take up for the compliance officer on that I think they're doing a great job and they're sticking to it. And they just, to me, as a compliance officer at my department, it's a lot easier for me to see, okay, this is exactly what I need in the SOP. And kind of like you, we had the same thing and I'm a commissioner. Oh man, I didn't see that in the SOP. Okay, we'll add that. Like I said, I don't think you were fine, but I do agree with you on the fees, and I can see where you're coming from. And I appreciate you taking the time away from your city to come down here, and that's why I told you where I'm coming at from. But I do want to clear the water. There's nothing new. It was broken down a different thing, and I think the timing and the communication could have been better.
Commissioner Tuff.
Do we have a motion on this?
No. We're still in discussion.
Right. Still have some more people. I've got a question for Chief Wisco. How many public open comments did you have at the advisory committee meeting on this?
I don't recall that we had any. And I think the reason is this is an enhancement of the current rules. This is something that was already there. As Commissioner Moore said, it's in response to being more transparent.
Right.
I think that worked the way it was supposed to. It brought it to light, which led to a lot of discussion about it. That's how we got to where we're at. Our recommendation to you today was to approve this as it is because it's already in place. And we're trying to accomplish a directive of the sunset. However, some of our committee members and some of the folks here today apparently feel it's something maybe we need to look at, even beyond today. Yeah. So I think we're blending two issues here, but it's certainly worth the discussion.
And if I can keep going. Deb, when was this originally for publication, motion for publication?
July.
Okay. And now it's up for adoption. All right.
One other. Commissioner Wilson.
I just wanted one point of clarification for Chief Duffield. In the incident you keep bringing up, you were not fined, right?
No, sir.
And did the compliance officer work with you to correct the deficiencies?
Yes, and I talked to the victim here. Yeah, I was with the officer, and he came back out and worked it out.
Was that your experience with the previous compliance officer, that he would work with you in correcting deficiencies?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one quick question. So with the passage or not of this, what we have on the table, it's not going to change your inspection. That inspection is going to continue whether we pass or not on this. This is only dealing with the publication of the fines.
Right.
And so I just wanted to make sure that's
correct.
That's the point, correct?
Correct.
That's correct. Commissioners, if I may, I want to point something out that I think you should consider or have available to you. What you have before you is the matrix that you took action on last time that you forwarded to the Firefighter Advisory Committee. at that firefighter advisory committee, I presented to them an updated matrix with corrections to the matrix that you had taken on action on. Is that in your book or?
They have a copy.
So you have yes sir, that's it. So there are changes what you have there to improve what you took action upon. The Firefighter Advisory Board received this and they recommended it. But my point is that what you have in loose leaf to those changes is not part of your previously taken action, right? And the changes there are, I would point out, there's quite a few changes. There were errors. There were things that we needed to correct on the matrix. So I just wanted to put that on the table for you guys.
So
let me
make sure I'm clear on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which document did the advisory committee review? The one we have in the packet?
Both.
Or this?
Both.
Okay, so Mike? Chief?
Yes.
Which document are y'all proposing to go forward? The one in the packet or this?
We propose the new one that you're holding in your hand with the changes that staff recommended. All that being said, it didn't change our discussion, and our discussion was still the same.
So what are the significant changes you're talking about in the new document?
Well, we definitely can get into each one of them, but what I presented to them was two separate, one major and one minor, and you can see at the top, I called it errata for minor penalty matrix, errata.
What page?
For major.
Okay.
What you were holding that has draft on it.
Okay.
Okay. And so if you look down in the table, I have pointed out in the table, you may switch, go to the second page. If you're looking at minor, for example, minor penalty matrix, turn to to page 2 of 4. You will see omitted because this violation was already included in 4.33. So you'll see several different omissions that I took out of the matrix that you had previously. The reason I took it out is because you didn't need 8 pages. You only needed 7 because I'd already had it in there. That makes sense? That's an example of a improvement or a correction. That's one example. There are other examples in there.
And Paul, did the firefighter advisory dive into this?
They did not. No, sir. Not, well, I'd let him speak.
The one that you presented here with the omissions and all that.
They received it. I provided an explanation. We discussed it. But in my estimation, it wasn't a dive. Okay? Because there's a lot of information in here. One other thing I wanted to point out, sir, NFPA 1851, the NFPA that is on personal protective equipment, there has been a revision. It was released in August. If the existing matrix that you have before you is acted upon and becomes the rule, 1851 2020 edition is not included in that. So you'll already be
that's my concern.
You'll already be late. We are currently working to account for all of the changes in the 2020 edition. And we're going to add that to the worksheet, not to this matrix right now because it's before you. I can't add it right now. So you got two items that I just want to reiterate to please consider.
Commissioner Tull.
Okay. So advisory did see this.
Yes, sir.
All right. And they voted to send it forward.
Yes, sir.
This is the first time we've seen it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So having said that, I would like to entertain a motion.
Should we let we have another? Chief came to speak.
So
I just don't want to see him waste his time. He came down to speak, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner. Stuart Blassingame, Prosper Fire Rescue. I'm also the president of the Collin County Fire Chiefs Association. I agree with what the chief said before me, so I won't beat that horse to death. One of the biggest things that really bothered us, and I can tell you from the North Region when we met in February, when Chief Duffield was there, was that this was a pilot program. I realize that we can sit here and say, and I can tell you from we as a department, we're all about compliance. I can tell you we spent days after receiving this list, after it was published, going through step by step to make sure that our department was compliant. The thing that really got me, though, was that there was a pilot program that was out there and that different departments were being inspected on, like Chief Duffield's department. And they were being written up for it that none of us had ever seen. And I'm going to respectfully disagree that everything that is on that checklist was there before. If you read through it, I don't have it in front of me, but we can pinpoint certain things that were not in there that nobody knew about. And if it is in there, I will say one of the problems from a compliance standpoint, in my opinion, is in this room, you've got some of the smartest minds in the fire service. And I say that because you've got people that are compelled and compassionate and are here today to speak before you. They didn't know about it. If it was there, then either we all dropped the ball or there was something else that did it. All of a sudden now we're being, and I'm not saying nobody that I know of has been fined, but now it is written and it was bad timing, and that's probably all it is. And I don't know that anybody will be fined from this. We all still have to do it. I guess my biggest concern is most of the important factors that come before the state of Texas and the Texas Fire Department normally goes through advisory committees. It's normally looked at from all hands. We all get a chance to look at it and provide feedback to you and say, hey, we either like this or we don't. Is this something that's really on some of these things that I look at? I can sit there and go, yeah, I can check that box. You want me to hang a half face mask next to my extractor and tell all my people this is how you have to do it? That's fine. And put a pair of gloves. We can all do that. I can tell you from everybody I've talked to in Collin County, most people say, you know, we wore this back from a fire. We gross decon after every fire. Are they going to put a half mask on after they came out with everything else and put their stuff into an extractor? It's not going to happen. I'm just being honest. It can be there, and it is there for them. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't want any of my firefighters to die. If there's something I can do, you can bet that we're going to do it to try to keep our people safe. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have made that drive this morning. It was great till I got to Austin, by the way.
I saw you on the service road.
Yeah. Well, and I parked like a block away and walked 3 miles to get here. But I will tell you, that was the frustrating thing for us. One is that a list is being put before, started being utilized before any of us had ever seen it. And in the North Region, I can tell you when that got brought up, and this was February, and it had already been used, people were like, what list? Nobody knew anything about it. That's not transparency. That's not what it's supposed to be about. I can tell you, I'm a very proud fire chief of a small department of two stations, ISO 1. I'm as proud as I can be in my place. If you send an inspector to me today, goes to inspect, if my assistant chief's not there, we're going to fail left and right, because there's a couple of us that can get to everything in the computers and provide everything. And we have books ready to hand off. It may not be a disc. We have everything ready one way or another to give to them. But it's the same thing. We've gone from I'm not saying that on a compliance issue that I don't believe that things need to be stronger. They do need to be stronger. That's why we're proud Texans. We have the best firefighters in the nation in this state. But at the same time, what took us a day, which sometimes half a day or a little more is hard on a small department, to now 3 and 4 days to go through our stuff unannounced, that will cripple us with the two-station town. We won't have command at anything virtually. We will, because I'm going to be compliant. But the truth of the matter is, it's difficult. It's hard. I can tell you that when we go to our association meetings every month in Collin County, we want to be proud of our commission. And this, from the start process, in my opinion, wasn't handled correctly. Yes, Tim Rutland had the right to sign it in there, and I love Tim. But I don't think the timing was right. It should have went through a firefighter advisory committee. There should have been a time for review, time for people to come back in and say what they liked and didn't like. But I can tell you, and I've heard it two or three times, and with all due respect, going check item by check item, if you asked probably 99.9% of the fire chiefs, did you have any clue about this before this list come out? Most of them on several items on that agenda would have said, absolutely, we did not. Otherwise, just like Chief Duffield said earlier, he wouldn't have had 12 infractions earlier this year. We wouldn't have spent a month going through ours trying to make sure that I was going to be in compliance, because we're proud. I want them to come out and go, man, y'all got it together. But, man, if you don't have the opportunity to do that or the staff to do that, and you're given that short a time, and we can say, oh, it was there, and it was just too broad, and I've heard that, and I respectfully disagree with it. I just think most of the things in there are broken down, and I get that. But there are several items in there, probably about a dozen of them at least, with Chief Duffield's group, that the smartest minds in the industry didn't know about or don't know about. And I would ask that in the future, at least on my behalf personally, and I don't have an official letter from, this was a last-minute decision to come down here, but I can tell you in our meetings, this has been discussed every month since February when we had the North Region meeting. And so I appreciate your time. I just wanted to, I guess, to get that out.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple questions.
The date that this was actually given to the Firefighter Advisory Committee, when was that? When did that take place?
Penalty matrix was presented at their last meeting.
September of 2019?
Yes.
Can I ask, Chief, did that give you time to say to really dive into it?
We looked at it there, but.
So let me say this. We got it at our last meeting. The process is in place at the agency are being followed. Something can be listed for publication, comes to the committee, we review it. What we reviewed was the original item published with some recommended changes from staff that were clerical in nature. They were not substantive. We had a discussion about it. We discussed a lot of what's being discussed here today. We sent forward a recommendation to adopt this as amended by staff in that loose leaf document you have there. But my opening comments were intended to say, this is something we really need to take a look at. It's already in place. There's been no substantive change other than we're putting it out there for everybody to see it, and it's causing a great deal of concern. This is something we need to take a good, hard look at. I think we followed the rules, but sometimes we're a little too rigid in following the rules, and I think we're all guilty of it. Because publication gets reviewed, comes up here for final adoption. Guys, I've been here since 1995. We never fill this room until something's up for final adoption. You're never going to change that. But we all need to work, and maybe I failed as the chairman of the committee. Sometimes we need to slow some of this stuff down and really take a good, hard look at it. This was already there. It's nothing new, but we need to take a look at it as we move forward. So I hope I answered your question, but in all fairness, maybe I should have had a different presentation.
Commissioner Wilson.
There's no doubt in my mind that the commission is intent. Their intent is to be compliant with sunset. I don't believe there's a chief officer in this room that would disagree that we all want to be compliant for the sake of safety for our firefighters as well as our citizens. But if I've heard it once, I've heard it a half a dozen times in the last week, perception is reality. And I believe we have an obligation to be transparent. And I don't know what could have been done different about rolling this out. But with that said, I would like to move to table this item, and I make a motion as such.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to table. Discussion.
Can I? Before that.
I got a question, Mr. Chairman.
Your motion needs to be.
Can I get make a friendly amendment to his motion to republish it along with the revised penalty matrix and attach the compliance checklist that is new on the website? Or can we not do
it? It's been on the website. Right, Paul?
Yes.
It's been there for a long time.
This one?
No, not that.
No, what?
That's part of a rule.
And
the list is a whole separate different.
Yes, thing. Yeah.
No. I think what's been a little bit confused is there's a worksheet. Mm-hmm. That's on the website. That's what earlier was referred to as went from 3 pages to 8 pages. It's a worksheet that's available to fire departments so that they can study it, use it, and prepare for an inspection.
Yeah.
That's the worksheet. It's on the website.
Hang on.
This information is not what you guys are looking at.
This is not.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Stand by. Please. We have a motion and a second, and you are wanting to revise
the motion just to table.
His motion. So,
I mean, everybody here is aware of it now, and it has been on the website, and you did have little input in September. Under the home page where you have the important upcoming
announcements
and news and everything else. Can we put that on the home page that this is going for final adoption in January?
Commissioner Wilson, do you want to revise your motion or continue with it the way it is?
Just to table what the just the
table and to put the republication of this.
So that would send it back down to advisory, correct?
And yes, I'm certainly willing to revise that. Yes.
Okay, that, can we state the revised?
And the motion needs to be to repeal the proposed rule. For further discussion with the advisory committee or how you want to do it, then it can come up again in January for re-proposal as you want it.
So it would be repealed,
you will repeal
but still
what's proposed, so it stays the way it is right now. It won't be in the rule.
You don't have to repeal it. You could just not take action on it.
Well, would that not be the same as tabling it?
No.
Just not take action for now and then January address it?
Or if it's been 6 months since it's been posted, it automatically goes away. Automatically.
That's right.
So that's why you need to propose to repeal it. I send the repeal over. That's it. It stays the way it is. Intact.
Then I make the motion as stated.
Second.
To repeal?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to repeal publication. Commissioner Doster, you had?
Yes.
We'll open it up for comment, Commissioner Doster.
I'm clear because it's a little gray for me, but. So this is a question to the chiefs of DeSoto and Frisco and Prosper. I just want to know, what is the opposition? Is it the list, the matrix that you're opposing that we've published? Or is it the penalties that you're opposing? Or is it the inspectors not being a level playing field? I'm just trying to understand what the opposition here is. Or are you just wanting more time? And now that it's published, and now that it's there, are you ready? Are you ready to implement that? Or are you not ready to implement? Does that make any sense, my question? Because I'm on the public
talking
side of the commission, so.
Right. We're kind of getting fruits out on this. We're talking about a lot of different things on it.
So I'm just trying to figure out what the real opposition here is.
I think as Stuart said very much more eloquently than I can, I think the timing is horrible for this, just with everything going on. And to keep everything valid and everything right and more comfortable for the fire chiefs, if you would table it, put it out there for public publication to look, be looked at, you know, and then we could come back and have, get some input on it if we needed to. But as you said, it's already there.
So you need more time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I want.
We would echo that, Frisco, and I get where you're going, Commissioner Toll, about it has gone to firefighter advisory, the penalties have. We understand that. It may have got by us, okay? Maybe got by us on this one. We'd like a little bit more time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I echo the same comments of the previous chiefs. The one thing I would say is we just recently, even after finding out about that, have just completed to where we would feel comfortable being inspected today. And that was with a lot of work on our end. And we were very proud because we were also somebody who we normally didn't have any negatives on our inspections by the commission. So we were proud of that fact. But if I'm just now finishing this myself, just about 2 weeks ago, where we felt comfortable between training our personnel and doing things like that, I just can't believe everybody is had that same opportunity, because we jumped through hoops to try to make sure that if we were inspected, we would be in compliance. And so I guess that's my biggest thing. I realize the fees are there, and I realize that they have always been there. The timing of it probably wasn't good. I realize the fees need to be there, and I like anybody else, don't want the commission especially to be out of compliance any more than I would want to be out of compliance. But from a standpoint for the departments and the ones that we represent, I think not only more time, but I think more time is needed for education of that. And more time just, and I know it was asked a second ago on what we could have done different. Once that list came out, I think it should have came out and been distributed, not with, hey, we started this 3 months ago or 5 months ago. If it started in July officially, I can tell you in February, everybody was already using that form. I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think you publish it and you say, as of this date, here is our new form, and it is on our website, and it will be on there for 90 days or whatever it is before we start this. But know on this date, here is your new checkboxes, and here's what you need to be able to apply for. And I think if that happens, you don't have people that are up in arms. You've given them the notice, you've given them the documentation, but I also believe if you're going to say you're going to have a an SOP, it needs to be clearly stated. This is what I need in that SOP to say if you're going to add something. So we just don't add things, and then they come back out and say, well, this really isn't the wording that we want, because it's open to that as well. So
thank you, Chief.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you,
Chairman,
so much. Like, appreciate that.
Hang on a minute, guys. We've got a motion and a second on the floor. Okay, if it's in regards to the motion and the second on the floor, motion is to repeal this, then we'll continue this discussion. Well, we beat this horse to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to act on the motion and the second. Any further discussion on the motion to repeal?
Not a table.
No, not a table. Repeal.
Mr. Chairman, are we repealing the proposed amendment for this that was in the packet, but not this, right?
We're repealing final approval of this document
this one,
here.
That would just stop.
This is the document that we're working on.
No, okay. The one you're repealing is the one that was proposed, which is what is in the note. This was just an update and call after it was proposed. So when you repeal it, you're repealing what you originally proposed, the original matrix.
Okay, so I'm going to ask staff the question, why was this changed without the commissioners knowing about it? It wasn't brought up when we started this conversation till three quarters of the way through this conversation that this was on the table, and they are the ones that looked at this one after you brought it in without going back through the commissioners.
Correct. The commission took action on the proposed penalty matrix and forwarded it then to the Firefighter Advisory Committee, which is your normal process. At the Firefighter Advisory Committee meeting, I brought forth the loose leaf changes. That's what they then looked at. They have agreed that those changes need to be made, but you are still looking at the original table that's in your packet.
Should that not have been addressed when we first started talking about this item?
That should have been in our notebook.
And it wasn't, because we were all looking at this item, and we were looking at the documentation that was given here. We discussed that for 30 minutes.
Right, right, right.
And then all of a sudden, it was brought up, oh, well, you have a different document that's here.
Yes, yes.
Which created another confusion in this conversation.
Yes. That item that you have, that loose leaf, that is what the Firefighter Advisory Committee is bringing to you for consideration.
I understand that now. I didn't understand that when Chief got up and started.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to own that. I should have paid attention and realized that our recommended change was not what was in your packet, but I didn't have access to your packet before I got here today. So I'm going to own that one. That's not on staff. I should have pointed that out. At the end of the day, there's still no substantive change to what is already happening right now. And your current motion is just to slow this whole process down. Stop looking at this and suggesting any changes. Leave everything the way it is, and let's take a good, hard, thorough look at it with a lot of input. I think that's where we're at. We've had a big discussion, went all the way around the room here twice. The horse is dead. But all we're trying to do now is slow this down, and let's take a good, thorough look at this before we do anything.
Can I make one comment adding on to that? Because I just want to make sure I understood something correctly, that this document that we were presented today is already out of date. Did I not hear you say that?
Thank you.
There's already information that needs to be changed in the document that we have in front of us.
Thank you.
Because of NFPA changes.
Thank you for bringing that up. If you pass this penalty matrix with those clarifications, the minute you pass it, it's going to be outdated, and we will need to bring you an update because the 1851-2020 edition was released in August. Those changes are not before you. We are currently working on the worksheet, which is not the matrix, to update it, and it has not been published or distributed because we are actually working to incorporate the changes in the 2020 edition into the worksheet.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, with that being said, and in the spirit of trying to slow things down and Commissioner Wilson's motion, I'll go ahead and call a question for vote. I'm going to go call a question.
Okay. Question has been called. All in favor of... Tell me what we're saying. All in favor to repeal this proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. So we're not looking at this again until it's brought up again.
Okay.
So this is a dead issue at this point in time, folks. Okay.
Commissioners, I'll just make the comment here. The Sunset Commission report still stands, and the Sunset Commission report still has a recommendation to incorporate a matrix into your rules.
All right. Where are we at?
Mr. Chairman, could I make a recommendation? You all direct the Firefighter Advisory Committee to start looking into this so that we can still try to stay in compliance with the Sunset, but
yeah,
let us do some research and bring something back to you at a future meeting. I'm not going to promise it in January. I'm going to tell you at our next meeting we'll start diving into this, and we will bring you something so we can start to move forward answering the concerns of everybody in the room today.
Deb, would we need a motion to do that, to have them give directive to the Firefighter Advisory, start looking at this?
We can do it. So directed.
Thank you.
How's that?
We'll tackle it.
Do it.
Remember, this is just the promise and the rewards of government at work right here.
Thank you. All
right. Let's move on.
13A6, discussion of possible final adoption, proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendment to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 453, hazardous materials.
Okay, this is a tough one. We're removing some obsolete language.
Move to approve.
We have a motion and a second for final adoption. Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
13A7. Discussion and possible final adoption of proposed amendments and new sections as follows. Proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code Part 13, Chapter 457, minimum standards for incident safety officer certification.
This is for final adoption to remove some obsolete language that is the grandfathering of the IFSEC.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
13B, A and B. Report from Curriculum and Testing Committee regarding recommended changes to the Certification Curriculum Manual as follows. Revised Head of Department Curriculum and Reference List, Revised Driver Operator Curriculum, Overview Sheet, Course Instructor Information, Outlines and Reference List.
Do we have somebody from the Curriculum and Testing Committee?
I don't think so, but I can address this for y'all. This is an update to the Head of Department Curriculum for information that was outdated for the Head of Department to review. So it's all been updated correctly and will be made available on our website immediately after this meeting for immediate implementation. And then you also have the driver operator aerial update for that curriculum that has the information listed about the NFPA reference and instructor information.
We have to take them separate, right?
You can adopt those.
Okay.
So I move.
Motion to approve.
Okay, so we have a motion for adoption of both the Head of Department, Revised Head of Department Curriculum and Revised Driver Operator Curriculum. Any discussion?
And this goes into effect immediately?
The Head of Department will. The Driver Operator will go into effect on January 1 as per the rules.
Does that need to be in the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to approve with...
One second.
With it going into effect January 1.
Okay, so we have the motion and the second. Head of Department will be immediate. Driver Operator effective January the 1st. Yes, sir.
On page 72 of the packet, I just want to clarify something here.
Okay.
It says we have 6 regions. I guess I was under the impression the commission had 7 regions. I just want to, maybe I was incorrect about that.
We have what we call Region 1, and that makes 7. And it is actually Williamson and Travis County. Previous executive director wanted to continue to hold that position, that vacancy, if you will, that region.
Right.
It's not a vacancy, it's just a region.
Right.
But we utilize six offices to cover the entire
seven
state.
Regions. 6 offices cover 7 regions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just wanted to get that straight in my head.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 14?
Yep.
Proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 427, Training Facility Certification.
No, this isn't mine. So there's an update to the training facility about skills will be practiced and documented correctly.
Okay, so what, I mean, we weren't requiring that before?
What's being required here is to use the skill sheets that the agency provides for the skill testing.
Okay, so the change is training providers will only use the TCFP provided skill sheets.
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
For the classes. Okay. So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion for approval. This is for publication. Okay, so motion for publication for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 15, proposed amendments to 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 435, Firefighter Safety.
Well, Commissioners, this is the item that was proposed by Chief Danny Kistner at your last meeting regarding after-action reviews. And at the meeting, he requested that some language be brought forward requiring departments to complete after-action reviews. Chief Kistner emailed and said he would not be here at the meeting. Are you here?
I'm actually talking against it.
Okay, so, and he mentioned in his email that he was unable to find a proxy. That's why I asked if you were here. But he said he stands ready to support any action that you take that would be favorable on it. And you'll see in your packet, there's new proposed language, 435.31, that speaks directly to the request that he had, after action reviews. And what we've proposed, there is not an existing standard, like an NFPA standard, that we had available, that is available. And so what we did was did some research to find out where there are action after action reviews, and we took from the primarily it's a military function, and so we proposed the language that you have before you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Commissioners. Just wanted to stand up here before you, and if I need to take my comments to advisory, I will, if you choose to go ahead and allow this to go forward. It's our opinion, the Frisco Fire Department, this is a local issue. There is a budgetary impact for certain departments who choose to do AARs like we do sometimes on bringing the personnel in on their days off. We already have a policy in place for AARs. We're all about it. It's my opinion that it's already addressed and encouraged to be safe, which you've adopted. It's initiative number 13, that is the best practice. In my opinion, our opinion at the Frisco Fire Department is that this is a local issue. The local leaders need to establish their own plan. And again, you've already adopted courage to be safe. Thank you.
Any further discussion? I entertain a motion.
Motion not to publish. Item 15.
So we just wouldn't take any action if you don't want to publish it.
Okay, so we have a motion not to publish.
We just wouldn't take any action. No, there would be no motion for it.
No, take no action.
What?
Okay. Sorry.
You can't do a negative.
Motion to take no action. Do I hear a second?
Nobody says.
Or we just don't have to take action.
No. No motion. No action. Item 16.
Okay.
Matters from the acting executive director. Decisions of the acting executive director in contested cases and consent orders.
There were no contested cases and no consent orders since your last meeting. And you have the division functions reports at the back of your notebook.
Any further discussion on this item?
Ready?
Okay.
Item 16B, matters from the executive director, status regarding division functions. Training approval and testing, test administered, training approvals, record reviews, and online training audits. Letter B, certification and professional development, training applications, IFSAC seals issued, certifications issued, training facilities, curriculum development, library resource request. Letter C is compliance, biennial inspections, compliance officer training, issues involving regulated entities. And letter D is information technology, public website design, FARM, and FIDO improvement, CAPS, which is Central Accounting Payroll and Personnel System, IT security policy, and service request.
Commissioners, those are the reports that I just referred to that are at the back of your notebook, and that's a customary item that you always have. It's functional area quarterly reports.
I've got one question. On test administered, the pass rate?
Yes, sir.
Is it still... basically, hazmat awareness and operations that are catching my
We've seen some of the other firefighters who have taken a pass rate, but the pass rate this past quarter was higher than it has been previously.
Any other questions or discussions on the interim executive director's report?
Ready? 17. Hiring process for the executive director, including the possible appointment of a committee of commission members.
All right. So, as everybody is aware, we have an open executive director position at this point in time. The process that I would propose and like to use is to create a committee of three commissioners, myself being one of the commissioners. I would like to ask Commissioner Tull to chair that committee.
Okay.
Do I have a volunteer from one of the other commissioners to serve on that committee? And let me say the charge. The charge of that committee will be to review current evaluations, or current applications, I'm sorry, current applications, and by January 15th, bring forward the top, I don't know, three, five applicants, so that we can schedule an interview process to take place during the workshop or during the time allotted for the workshop, do interviews, and hopefully be able to choose a candidate. Of course, the candidate then will have to go through the process of background checks and everything that's required before that candidate could be brought aboard.
Application deadline.
I would like to set the application deadline for December the 1st.
The application deadline currently is October 31st.
It's October. It's posted October 31st?
31st.
Okay.
You can open it back up. You can repo. Whatever you want to do.
I would also like to ask each of our stakeholder groups to be involved in this process as far as a resource. So if you can identify a person to act as a resource to this committee, I would appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask the entertain to see what you think about putting the chairman of the firefighter advisory on the committee to help review applications.
Well, the chairman of the firefighter advisory committee can be a resource or?
Yeah, as a resource.
As a resource.
Because a statute, a statute requires that the commission choose the executive director, so that can't be delegated to non-commissioners.
Okay, but he could be a resource.
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, you still need one more person?
I still need one more person.
I'll volunteer for that, unless anybody else would like to do it.
So the committee then would be myself, Commissioner Tull as the chair of that committee, and Commissioner Stillman. Does anybody have any issues with that? Okay, that doesn't have to be in a motion, does it?
That is your deadline for them to review the applications, because if you're going to interview on the 15th, you have to have it there.
No, we're going to interview on the
15th, which would normally be your workshop that you set.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking we had set
the deadline. To have your candidates.
Well, we have to be able to notify the candidates for our application. So
you might need a motion to appoint your committee.
I'll make a motion that we appoint
the committee members.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chairman Moore, Commissioner Tull, and Commissioner Stillman to a committee to review applications to narrow down applicants for.
Motion and a
second.
Discussion?
I think I heard.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so the deadline for the committee.
Deborah.
We got what do you think, January?
What?
I think
January the 10th.
January 2nd.
The 22nd, the date we chose.
So you don't think the 15th would be?
They may not live around the
January,
corner.
About January 10th.
Yeah, it was the 25th.
That's what I thought. So January the 10th, would that give enough time to? Okay, so the potential candidates will be, for interview, will be identified on or before January the 10th. And then we will ask our HR director for the commission to notify and set up interviews for January the 22nd. Okay, so the meeting, the committee meeting, you stated that you're going to check to see if we need to publish.
Let me tell you how it will go, the process. Okay. So, yeah, so essentially during open session, you will convene an open session, and you'll have the stakeholders provide input. And then after that, you can go into closed session where just the commissioners discuss
for a vote.
It. And you can invite in personnel, staff to help you guys with that. But you have to go back into open session to make your recommendation or to vote or any action you would take.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
All right. Executive session.
All right. Executive session, item 18. Executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.074 for the discussion of personnel matters regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, reassignment, and duties of executive director, and for the personnel acting on an interim basis in this position.
I have a question before. So you were going to start your workshop in January 2. Do you want to move it up since you may have a possible 5 candidates to interview? earlier start time?
Yeah, what I thought was we would take a look at, see how many applicants we would have. Or do y'all want to go ahead and set that meeting? We'll start at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
Yeah, I think we need to move that from 2 to 10.
That's typically you allow an hour or more for an interview.
Yes.
Okay. So our commissioners, our workshop, and all of the commissioners, I would like for all the commissioners to be involved in the interview process. So our workshop will start at,
thank you,
at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. on the 22nd. Okay, so executive session. Before closing the meeting, it is 12-18, October 24th, 2019. At this time, commission will go into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.074 to discuss personnel matters under agenda item number 18. The commission requests that all non-commissioned members leave the room except for legal counsel, and if applicable, the following people are asked to remain nearby. I would just like staff to be nearby.
Mr. Chairman, can we take a quick break?
Can we take five?
We'll reconvene in executive session at 12:30. Is 1:13 p.m. October 24th, and the commission is now in open session. No actions were taken in closed session.
Item 19, open session for further discussion and possible action regarding preceding agenda item.
Okay. I'm going to entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we appoint Paul Maldonado interim executive director until the hiring of a new executive director.
I'll second that.
So,
Salary range will be 10% more than he is, a 10% increase in what he is making currently.
Second.
I guess we need to ask Paul if he accepts it.
No,
they're voting.
Oh, we got to vote. Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the floor to appoint Paul Maldonado as the interim agency director of the Texas Commission on Fire Protection until an executive director, a permanent executive director is identified. With a salary increase of 10% above his current salary. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Paul, will you accept that appointment?
Yes, sir, I will. And I sure appreciate your vote of confidence, and I will work as diligently as I can to fulfill the duties of this position and put the fire service in the safe. Thank you very much.
I had a motion for fees. to form a committee on fees with after the new executive director is hired. Do we need to go back to new items for future agenda, or we can do that in January? Never mind. Okay. It's tabled until January. I'll make that decision.
Okay.
In the interest of getting out.
Right. Okay, item 20.
Item 20.
So moved.
Got a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn the meeting.
Don't go anywhere.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, ladies.
No one.
All right.
Their discussion.